Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad. I feel blessed to be standing in front of this camera with y'all today, and I'm feeling like a real man should, and you know that that's hella good. All right, so let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. Pretty Petty Tuesday. We got two whole work days in so far. Unless you work the swing shift, or if you work third shift, yeah, you about to have a third tonight. It's going to be a... It's all good. Love is love, baby. So tonight we're talking about what to take personally and what not to take personally. Are you the type of person that's very, very sensitive and you take things very seriously when maybe somebody really isn't all that serious? And maybe you take things very personally, that may not be all that personal. It might not be all that personal. But sometimes we make things personal that may not be all that personal. How do you control that? Is it something that you can control? Is it something that you need to get under control? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't think that there's a time or a place in the world where self-control is not necessary. I have never been in a situation where I don't think that I should exercise some self-control. I don't care whether it was a vacation. I don't care whether we were getting high, drunk, or whatever. Those are the times where you really need to exercise some self-control because things can get crazy out of hand, and sometimes people don't come back from that. You know what I'm talking about, Stacey White. What's going on? How you doing, girl? You know, holding it down for the D all day, every day. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my people going right in your sight. So that's how it's going down, y'all. So this is Daily Go Get a Ministry. All right. What to take personal and what not to take personal. Now, we're going to, of course, y'all know how we regularly do. We got some examples. We got some examples that we're going to take a look at. And if you would like to exemplify or show your examples, I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that would let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number, and you can rock a rock on and do the damn thing. Now, let me ask y'all this. Have you ever been in a relationship? Have you ever been in a loving relationship, a romantic relationship? Have you ever been in a boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage situation?
Hold on. Fucking
shank. Yeah. So the Amazon delivery joint delivers the shit. She knocked on the door. I opened the door. She just put this shit on my step. I'm like, yo, I can't open my door. This chick moves this shit over to my next door neighbor's door. I'm like, yo, you're not a good Amazon delivery person. You are not getting a 5-star rating. I might have to make a call on you. I might gotta call the people. I might gotta call the people on you. You're not representing tonight. And plus, they late today. I'm like, what you doing? What you doing? I ain't gonna lie. The boxes were heavy. But just, you know she was black, right? You know she was black. Like, I wouldn't be able to open the door. Like, the thing to do would have been like, excuse me, sir, but the boxes are kind of heavy. So, can I just move these over and, you know, like, I hand you this one. But no, she's trying to get her 4 hours over. Her 8 hours over with. But that's a good example right there. Now, I could have taken that very personally. Like, I don't think that if it was a white person out in the burbs, she wouldn't have done that shit. She ain't going to block their door because she figured they're going to do something about that. But I live in the hood. She figured, I see this big brown motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, he looked like he should be delivering. He should be moving furniture for a living. So she figured, ah, nigga. I could take that very personally. You know what I mean? Because really, on some real shit, on a personal note, our people often disregard our people. We don't treat each other right in business a lot of times. It's not now. Thankfully, thank God, all praise due to Allah. I'm glad that Amazon, in this one case,
I'm glad that Amazon is not a black business. Can you imagine if Amazon.com was a black business? With all of the shady shit that Amazon do, we would be like, imagine all of these niggas that be getting these Amazon packages was like, yo, I don't fuck with Amazon because, you know, niggas don't be doing Amazon. Black people, I don't, the black. So I'm going to try not to take that personally. But I do kind of feel like it was personal. Like, oh, like I said, if you thought I had a couple of dollars or whatever, you wouldn't have done that. I just don't think you would have. Unless, well, then again, you never know. She might have been thinking like, they got money. They can bring their ass up. Damn, I think I fucked up my shoulder. It hurt when I do this, y'all. What can I do? It hurt when I do this. Don't tell me to stop doing this. Okay, I keep doing it. Ow. 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 I'm suing Amazon. I'm about to get paid off Amazon. I'm getting paid off of Amazon. That's I'll teach them to do black people this way. All right. All right. So like I was asking y'all before, I was rudely interrupted by that no good black female Amazon driver. It's like, no. Have you ever been in a relationship where you took things way more personally than they were? Were you ever in a relationship where everything that they did came under your scrutiny? Where you figured that every move that they made was made to somehow undermine you, undercut you, you know, somehow demean you, disrespect you. You know, when you're in a place like that, you're in a dangerous place. You are. You're in a dangerous place. When you get in a place like that, because you're not in a place that you want to be, number one, you are absolutely not in a place that you want to be, and you're taking it there and probably really, really getting on the nerves of somebody who may want to get to know you better and may want to do better by you. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily on the Instagram side. Good to see you. Thanks for coming around and riding. Yeah. But, you know, if you've ever been in a relationship like that and then had time to reflect on it after the relationship was done or actually during a relationship, a lot of times we don't do it during a relationship. A lot of times we don't be doing it during a relationship. A lot of times we be saving it too. It'd be kind of late, but I guess you could say better late than never. I don't got no time for an injury right now. Okay. Okay. It's not a good place to be. It's not. You're probably really getting on somebody's nerves. Like, listen. It ain't about you all the time. For example, let's say on some black shit, all right, you're dark skinned or brown skinned, and everybody that the person that you have dated has been with before has been light skinned. Red bone, you know what I mean? High yellow, maybe even throw in some of the good hair. And it's not that you're jealous of people of that type, but you kind of know what that's about when a person only dates that way. Now, they've dated light their whole lives. Any pictures, any knowledge of any exes that person has had is all light. And all of a sudden, you the first brown thing that they seem to have ever been associated with. That may not be totally true, but maybe any and everybody they have ever been serious about has been light, and then now it's you. Now it's your turn. You know, you might take that a little personally. But is it personal? Is that something that you should take personally? Like, maybe you're looking at it like, what am I, an experiment? Or what? You've gotten tired of being in the light. Now you crossing over to the dark side. But what does this exactly mean? You know, I mean, you seem to like me. I like you. But I'm not trying to be just something you're doing until the next light train comes along or the next light plane, until the next light flight comes along. So you may be taking that situation a little bit more seriously than it is. That may have nothing to do with you. I mean, it could be that person just really likes you. Maybe you sparked their interest in a way that they didn't think that somebody else could. Or maybe they dated light before because maybe they're darker or brown, whatever. And maybe their insecurities have always made them want to date light. It may not have been that they really liked that, but maybe they figured they took their future into consideration. Like, I don't really want no dark baby, because dark babies in the black hood always had come with a whole bunch of circumstances, and most of those circumstances are negative. It wasn't always the black and beautiful thing going on in the black community. Y'all can talk that shit like it was all you want. No, it wasn't. I ain't saying that dark-skinned people have always been demonized by all black people, but there just used to be a time when it wasn't as cool to be that dark chocolate. You know what I'm saying? That African brand, as it may be now. So it could be a situation like that where you the darkest thing that somebody has ever dated. And you might be feeling some kind of way about it. Like, that might not even be a question that you want to ask. Like, well, have you ever kept from asking somebody a question because you really didn't want the answer, even though you knew the answer? Something like that is a toughie. That's a toughie. It can be. It could be. And it could work the other way around, too. Maybe somebody has always dated dark, and now here you are. You all are high yellow, red boned out. And they ain't dating nothing but Hershey bars before you. It was all Hershey, Dove, Ferrero Rocher, whatever, Godiva, Mars, M&M, Snickers, Milky Way, Nestle Crunch, before you. Now all of a sudden, white chocolate? So that might be something that you could take personally, even though it's not really personal. That it might not be about you. People do change, and people do experiment, and people do explore, and you may be part of that exploration. But there may be a positive thing, it may be a good thing. And sometimes when you're in a loving relationship, sometimes when you have a bad past, you bring that baggage into this situation. You bring it into your current situation, and it's like you kind of flag off all of the good times and the great qualities and the fun that you're having because of your suspicions. Your suspicions just won't allow you to have some fun. And now we're having fun, baby. Fun, baby. So we're talking about taking it personally tonight. What to take personal and what not to take personal. So let's get into it. I see that we have some callers on the line. I feel good about that. We have some callers on the line. I'm going to take you in the order that you requested to speak. So caller with the last numbers 8125, I'm going to take you first. And then caller with the last numbers 4828, I'm going to take you right after that. And then we're going to have to end the show early because my shoulder. All right. Caller with the last numbers 8128. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Vision Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? Caller, last number is 8128. Are you there? Okay, we lost caller with the last number, 8128. Hopefully they will call back, but in the meantime, in between time, we shine. Caller with the last number is 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Thank you for holding. Welcome to, what's up? What's good? How you feeling? Hi. Howdy.
Hey, son, how are you? So this subject got me to thinking about a few things. One of those being the fact that some of the things that we take personally is circumstantial. You know, kind of like what the example that you gave with the person always dating some, you know, women or men of a certain shade.
Mm-hmm.
That might just be because of where they live, you know, whatever is available. But then they met you, you know, and now you guys are together. But a lot of times people can't see past their own insecurities to understand what's really going on.
Right.
You know, that's something that you shouldn't take personally. They're with you. What do all of those other people mean? They don't mean anything because the person's with you now. But I have a question for you. When someone in the Black community dates outside their race, a member of the Black community of the opposite sex should take personally. Since we're talking about what to take personally and what not to take personally.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think when I was younger, I probably took that a little bit more personally. But I learned at that young age that it's not personal. I learned that at a young age that people are going to date who they want to date, you know, for whatever reason. One thing I've had to submit to is that I can't be mad at a person for being themselves. For whatever reason they are for themselves, their history has dictated them to be what they are today. Now, I may not like it. I may not agree with it. I may not approve of it. I may not necessarily support it. But one thing I do have to do is let them be whatever they want to be. When I was younger, when I was like in my early 20s, and my view of the Black world was that of a real positive one. I really thought that we was going to get our shit together. We was going to bond together. You know what I mean? A bunch of us was going, you know, the optimism that I had for us, you know, of fixing our own community problems. You know, I really thought that it was going to happen early in my mm-hmm. life. And when I started seeing, like, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. So what you're going to have to do is be happy with the choices that you have made and hopefully the other people in your circle. But all of that being only being friends with people who think like you do, it ain't going to happen. And even in those situations, you find out that nobody thinks exactly how you do. So there's always going to be some differences. So yeah, I don't choose to date outside my race for any reason, and I don't support that in any way. However, if you do that, that's on you. Me and you may be cool socially in one way, but we may not be cool in that way. So I gotta let you, you know, I gotta let you go and be with Brock or Susie or Megan or Kayla. I gotta let that happen. Yeah, Brock, Brad, Jeffrey. But anyway, but seriously, I gotta excuse that. Not excuse it as in I think it's okay for you, so it's okay for me. I'm definitely not on some love is colorblind shit. I'm not about that because it's bigger than color. We're talking about culture. And culture is not colorblind. Culture is not colorblind. You have to blend cultures. You can't be with somebody who where your cultures clash. It just won't work. So one person is going to have to fuse themselves into the other one's world. and maybe a little bit vice versa. But it ain't going to be 50-50. That's what's not going to happen. You know what I mean? One of those families is going to be fronting because everybody ain't on that type time. It's just no way.
That's absolutely true.
But I ain't got nothing. That don't have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? That don't have nothing to do with me. But I got an example for you. Let's see if you could relate to this one, or if you would take this one personally. Let's say you were trying to get, let's say that you were in a relationship or married to somebody that you were trying to get them to do something that you really thought would be good for them. Let's say. Let's say you knew they had a talent. Let's say that they were a really great guitar player. For example, right? And you were encouraging them like, yo, you are really good at this instrument. You really should consider joining a band or starting a band of your own or making music for a living. It would be really good for you. I mean, you are better than just good at this. Like, you have everything that it takes. You are the total package. You know, why don't you consider doing it? And they was like, nah, I ain't trying to do this. You know, I ain't trying to do that. I just like to make music. You know, like, I'll play for you, but I don't really want to play in front of everybody or whatever. That's not really my passion. I just want to make music when I feel like making music. And he's like, okay. But this person had everything as far as all the tools. Like, they had equipment, not just the guitar. They had amps. They had recording equipment. They had the speakers. They had the mix board. They had everything. They damn near had a studio. What are you talking about? You don't want to make music. You understand what I'm saying? You already doing it. And they like, well, I ain't trying to do that. Y'all break up for unrelated reasons, but y'all break up for whatever reason. With their next woman or whatever, he putting out CDs and shit and pursuing that as a career and all of that. And the chick that he with is managing his career. Now, would you take that personally?
Okay, so yes, I would, and I have. I've been on both sides of that coin where I've been, you know, the person being nudged in a certain direction. And I've been the person who nudged somebody and they were like, nah. And then somebody else came along and said, hey, this would be a good idea. And they were like, wow, never thought of that. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, so I already know that I would take that personally. I also know that I'm the type of person that after I got over the initial WTF, you know, response, that I would, you know, kind of like sort it out in my head and take from it what I will. But I have taken things like that personally. I have. You know, there's plenty of times where I've made suggestions and then somebody else came along and made the same suggestion, and the person I gave the suggestion to took the suggestion from the next person, and I felt some kind of way. I don't always say something. I just kind of nod my head, but I do. I have taken it personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think in a situation like that, it would be hard not to take it personally. I mean, if they got with somebody and that person encouraged them to do exactly what you were trying to encourage them to do, or should I say, they encouraged them to do exactly what you were encouraging them to do, and then they letting that person manage their career, when you were damn near doing that through inspiration. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that may be something that may be warranted to be taken personally. But that's a little bit different. That's a little bit different than somebody coming into their own about, you know, with something going on in their lives. Like maybe you were trying to get somebody, you know, maybe you were trying to get somebody to go back and finish their degree or get a high school diploma.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't be. You can't just be telling out, oh, my God, hold on, you got to chill. You telling out, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like, yo, somebody stepped on a tack.
No. So, you know, I know somebody who I kept saying, hey, listen, you're literally only three credits, you know, one course shy of getting your degree. And this, you know, university has a special program that they just came out with where you can go ahead and finish it. And they were like, nah, I'm not doing all that. And then they turned around and they did it, you know, and made it seem like it was like their own idea. And I was like, really? Like,
yeah.
I was actually going to give you the money to pay for whatever type of deal. Like, just go back. You say that this is an issue for you, and I'm trying to support you, and you act like you didn't want it. Now all of a sudden, I got a bright idea. You know what? Would it be a good idea for me to go back to school? And so, yeah, I've taken that personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you took that? Okay. Now, that's something that I probably wouldn't have taken personally, because it's for you. Now, in the case of the guitar player or the musician or whatever, I would have probably taken that a little bit more personally, because it's like, you know, somebody guiding your career or managing your career is different than you just doing it. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you going back to school, shit, you needed to go back to school. Like, eventually you're going to come to your senses. Like, you know, I spent money going to school. I paid back a student loan to go to school that I didn't finish. You know, your education is yours. You know, when you die, you don't leave your education behind. When you die, you leave your music behind. You don't leave your education behind. You know what I mean? When you die with whatever you knew, even if you gave your knowledge to other people, they didn't take it the way that you knew it. So.
Well, I took it personally because the person outright said that they didn't have any interest in it. But then once they enrolled in the program, the next, I guess it was like 6 or 8 months later, they signed up for it. They were actually talking about it to a mutual friend and using my inspirational speeches as the reason why they were doing it and how they came up with it. You know, I figured that I would do this, that, and the other. So, that's why I took it personally. But, you know, just like you wouldn't take that personally, just to take a step back with the dating outside your race, I don't normally take that personally. A lot of black people do, unless that the person is saying all black women are this something negative. That's when I take it personally, because you're generalizing, and I'm not going to, you know, if you choose to date a white chick, okay, that's on you. But you dating a white chick isn't because I'm this horrible black woman. You're dating this white chick because you want to date this white chick. So the only time I've taken it personally is when, you know, you're in the midst of somebody who's generalizing and pissing on the opposite sex of their own race to justify their decision.
Okay. In that example, if somebody dates outside their race, you saying that you don't like it when like, let's say a black man says, well, I date white girls because black girls be too loud. They don't be supportive. All they want is your money. They don't do this. They don't do that. White girls do this. They do that. Plus they don't have weaves in their hair and blah, blah, blah. You don't like it when black men do that. But is that any better than them dating white women because of their personal black insecurity, their inferiority complex? Is that worse?
To me, that is an indication of them having an inferiority complex.
Mm-hmm. But being as though not everyone is going to see that outright, which one, like if you, with a gun to your head, which one would you choose? For that person to, if they were going to date white either way, would you have it so they were dating because of their own insecurity or because of their perceived white betterment than black, you know?
Okay, we're pretending like it's okay. We're pretending like it's different. So I'm just going to say their own insecurities.
Yeah, and I have to separate them because not everybody can see it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you're anything like me, you've explained this to somebody till you were blue in the face, and they were like,
"Yeah,
no." Some people just date white people because they just want to date white people. It ain't always all that deep. Oh, it ain't always all that stuff you talking about. It's not even always about that. And you like,
yeah. Okay. So I'll choose insecurity.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's not even worth the argument with some people.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I would choose for it to be their own personal insecurities, black insecurities, is because I have other children. All the black children I consider to be mine in some type of way, as far as my responsibility to them is concerned. So because I have a black daughter, I don't want her hearing that type of rhetoric about her perceived worthlessness and all of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to have her exposed to that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, thinking that she'll never be good enough for men of her own race. We're not doing that. So yeah, if you got your own little black insecurities going on, yeah, you rock with that. But don't come around here talking about what black women ain't and what they can't do and won't do and all of this. And this is why you chose out here. And then you encouraging other black men to do the same shit that you're doing. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing but an insecurity party, party. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing but a jungle fever party. Fuck out of here. Wait a minute. Since jungle fever is white people liking black people, Shouldn't black people who like to date white people, shouldn't that be like forest fever? Because they don't have no jungles in Europe, right? So these should be like forest fever and shit. Listen, this is wood speaker. National Park Fever.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. National Park Fever. I like that one. That's better than Forest Fever.
Yeah, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to catch me an elk. Oh, damn. They got no elk. Give me a deer. I caught me a rabbit.
Bullwinkle.
Huh? A moose? I called me a moose. Yo, did you see how big moose get? And how come the plural of moose is not meese?
I don't know.
Yeah. Those meese are blocking the road up here in Ottawa. What the fuck? Yo. We up here in British Columbia and shit, but it was a bunch of meese stopping us from getting to this wedding and shit. All right. Okay. But, okay. But yeah, I said, why? What was the plural of moose? Yeah, it should be meese. I hate you. All right. So, yeah, but I think probably I can't speak for everyone, but I think that in everyone's lives they come across a situation in which they may feel slighted, or they may take something personally that really isn't about them. But some people make situations all about them that don't have too much to do with them. You know what I mean? Like you may be sharing a story about your personal past that you may have had with an ex, or that you had with some part of your life. And you may be dealing with somebody that had insecurities that were so deep that somehow they found a way to make whatever situation you're talking about right about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may be talking about something that don't have shit to do with them. Like, yo, back in the day and shit, you know, like, I went to Europe and shit, and I was in Eastern Europe, and like I was cursed by a bunch of gypsies and shit. And the strange thing about gypsies, you know, people be thinking that it's all about them having the head wrap and the dress and, you know, kind of looking like a cross between Hindus and Muslims and shit, you know, crystal balls, but it ain't like that. You know, gypsies be on some bullshit, but they do get crazy mystical. And I was cursed by these gypsies, you know? And then the person you dealing with is like, so you saying if I was a gypsy, you would feel like I was trying to go at you? He's like, fuck is you talking about? I barely escaped out of Romania and shit. You know what I'm saying? On some Dracula shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I barely got out of the castle. You know, it wasn't no Scooby-Doo. It wasn't no Shaggy. It wasn't nobody out there. Yo, I was looking everywhere for the fucking mystery, the mystery man that, you know, wasn't there.
You know what?
The mystery machine wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? She was scared, man. Yo, I was pissing blood for a month. The doctors couldn't find shit wrong with me. They couldn't explain it. You know what I'm saying? I pissed blood, straight blood, no urine, straight blood for a month. Went to the doctor every time I had to go to the bathroom. They was like, everything seems to be all right, Mr. Mecca. All right, we're gonna keep you for observation.
People like that are wacky, you know. People like that are wacky. I once dated this guy. He had just gotten custody of his daughter. And I was so excited for him, you know. I was like, wow, I'm so excited for you, you know, to get custody of your daughter. This is going to be great. You guys are so close. And I made the mistake of saying, and I can't wait to teach her how to play the piano. And he said, what, why would you take that from me? You don't think I want to teach her how to play the piano? And I looked around, I wasn't in the room, I was in the car. I was like, well, what just happened just now? I don't know what just happened. Like, he really took that. He took that personally, and I took it personally that he took it there when somehow he made it about him and something being taken away from him. I just didn't even understand it.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to figure out where that came from.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I'm saying, with him. Because yeah. I'm like. Okay, so he took your assistance as the takeover.
Yep.
An intervention.
He took it as a takeover.
Okay. Well, let's take a situation where taking something personally would be warranted because it's of a sensitive nature.
Okay.
If somebody, let's say that somebody was, somebody, whole family that you knew of pretty much suffer from mental illness. Like they came from a whole line of crazies.
Right.
And because people knew that they came from, like, the mama was touched, the daddy was touched, all of the aunts and uncles, grandmothers, and all of that was a little bit touched, you know. And they were probably worried about people, you know, questioning their own mental stability.
Right.
So that insecurity and that fear, you know, quite honestly, that fear of turning out that way, you know, guided them in a way that wasn't really constructive. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they were around friends that were talking about, you know, this person crazy, that person crazy, not talking about their family, not talking about their family, but let's just say y'all walking down the street, y'all see a homeless person talking to themselves or whatever, you know, acting crazy. And you're like, yo, that person, yo, this crazy dude, blah, 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 blah. If that person, if the person who had the family of with the history of mental illness, do you think that they should or would take that personally, somebody else teasing somebody or acknowledging the craziness of somebody else unrelated to them? Would that be justified for them to take that personally?
Not in my opinion.
Okay.
Not in my opinion.
Okay. Could you see why they would, though?
I can see how some crazies would. But, like, it doesn't have anything to do with you. You're two different people.
Okay.
You know, you can't snap just because you have, you know, things going on in your family. Now you just, anytime somebody's crazy, you know, what are you, the Committee for Justice and Equality? Like, what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough situation. I would imagine that could be a sensitive situation for some people because when you are faced with all that craziness on a daily basis, mm-hmm. it's going to start to seem routine and not so crazy to you, which means you have been infected on some old, like basically you've been zombie, you know what I'm saying, on some old Walking Dead shit. They done bit you on the neck. Now you like, yeah, what you talking about? Ain't nothing wrong with us. We the Walking Dead. But everybody else, you know, is out to shoot y'all in the head to eliminate you. So it can be a tough situation, a very, very sensitive situation where just like if you try to sympathize or even empathize with people who suffer from mental illness, it could be seen as you actually being that, or if you reject it, it could be seen as you trying not to acknowledge that part of you. You know what I'm saying? Like it's tough. And I could see why somebody would take that situation personally. And I could see how and I could see why.
I can too, but I don't think it's warranted. I can see it. I just don't think it's warranted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. your personal situation, you know, your family history is your family history. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to say, oh, you know, have some compassion for people who have mental illness, that's one thing. But the full on, you know, snap about it, that's a whole different level.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, you like the old heads say, I'd rather be thought of as a fool than to open my mouth and confirm all doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or is it confirm all suspicion, whatever? I mean, sometimes you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, and that can make you take things personally. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been around people who took things personally where it was. Ridiculous to the point where I had to be like, listen, it ain't about you. I mean, something, it just ain't all about you. You interject yourself mm-hmm. into situations where you just don't belong. You are that jigsaw piece that didn't fit, that tried to cut the piece to fit. Like, yo, I realize that it has a lot of the same colors, but when the picture is finished, you're going to see that you forced that. Or you mm-hmm. cut it too soon, thinking that it must be a piece missing, then you found the right piece. And now,
right.
you know, the piece that you cut doesn't even fit where it's supposed to fit and all of that. And some people do that. Now, there are reasons that they do it, historical mm-hmm. reasons, personal reasons, whatever. But some people do it, and it almost seems like the more you try to talk them out of doing that or being that way, mm-hmm. the deeper they go into it. It's like, oh. Yeah, so, have you ever man. Yeah, the making things all about you thing. And most people have done it mistakenly. A lot of people have learned from when they've done it. Like, yo, when you get called doing it, especially if you get called doing it in front of a bunch of people, if that don't stop you from doing it again, something is wrong. And it definitely doesn't stop some people from doing it again. You know what I mean? You look at this past presidential administration. You had the leader of the free world making every situation in this country about him. Some kind of way. Oh yeah. Me. Yeah. Anytime something happens to black people, that's me. That's only them trying to get at me. You know what I'm saying? A nickel bag gets sold in the park. Oh, they're just trying to get at my anti-crime bill. You know, like, come on. And because so many people co-signed that shit, now the inspiration for other people to look the other way in their own lives when it comes to that probably has increased. And we have to deal with that shit. You know, when you have a so-called leader who never takes responsibility for the things that he said on tape, on record, and then will tell you the next day that he didn't say what he said as you're playing the tape, like, look, the audio is on. You hear this shit? Video, you. Like, yeah, but that was taken out of context. Like, that's not... I wasn't saying it because of, and even if I did say something, that shit don't matter. What matters is today. I'm saying it's today. People can change. Fuck out of here. Get that shit out of my face. You know, never before would we have excused that. We wouldn't have excused Barack Obama making everything about himself. We wouldn't have excused George Bush making everything about himself. We wouldn't have excused Bill Clinton making everything about himself. We just wouldn't have done it. No way. Mm-hmm. No way. But he did that. And he was so inspiring to a bunch of people for whatever reasons that they had for being inspired by that bullshit. Then look what we have. Online. I'm sure that you've known people whose online behavior was so crazy personal, you was wondering where it came from. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, people will meme you to death making it all about themselves. You know, like, do you remember this meme that used to be out years ago? It has, like, how can I describe it? Because I'm about to mess the whole example up by blending one meme to another. But so you know what? I'm just going. I scrap all of that. I've heard people complain online about people coming at them. You know, what they call it, sneak dissing and all of that. Ain't nobody talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody talking about
that
you.
Happens when you post a meme or you create a status. Everybody who's ever done some fucked up shit to you will think that that post is about them. I've gotten inboxes like, oh, is that how you really feel? Well, first of all, yes, that's how I really feel. Second of all, yeah, that wasn't even about you, dude. That was about my sister-in-law, baby cousin Tracy. Like, where are you coming from with this? And,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Why are you taking that personally?
It's nerve-wracking, especially if you're not the type of person who feels that way about being online. Like, if you're the type of person that really just wants to express yourself online, you ain't looking for no beef. You ain't looking to be going back and forth with anybody. If you're that type of person, and then but then everything you write somehow becomes part of somebody else's personal agenda, like against you. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that person always talking about me, you know, talking about people who ain't who they portray themselves to be online. They trying to say that about me. I'm like, what? Do you know that person? Now, I don't know them personally, but I see the stuff that they write. And one time we was like, the shit be all crazy and fabricated and just
yep.
it's really a lot of ridiculousness. But they are.
It'll be
they
like we were in a group one time, and they I made a post in the group that we're in together, and I know they remember that post because I use some of the same words. So their status has to be about me. It'll be like that.
Got exactly like that. Exactly like that. I mean, shit like that. Like, yeah. I put up this type of post. They put up that kind of post. Oh, hold up. Chicks who be screaming out shit online like, y'all just hate me because y'all can't beat me. Y'all can't be me. Damn. All my life comes down to this. Hating her for not, you know, like all of my 12 years of school, including, you know, Get Set and all of that shit and the college classes I took, all of that. You know what I'm saying? It all came down to, like, the reason I can't be what I want to be and that I'm hating now is because I can't be all smiles 215. God damn. Got him. It's and people be really feeling this shit. They really are into this old. It's like the stupidity is just it's off the chain. It's just out of bounds crazy. So mm-hmm. so yeah. The taking things personally that really aren't personal. Before we get out of here, I want to address this situation about when you're in a relationship or when you're in a marriage and you get cheated on. A lot of people believe that when someone cheats on them, like they take that personally. Now, in terms of putting your health in jeopardy and things like that, I get it. I totally get it. But in terms of it being a personal indictment against you for their actions, I can't see it. You know what I mean? I just can't see it. But I don't rule everybody else's headspace when it comes to my feelings about that. Like, I've been cheated on before, and I've cheated before. But never have I been cheated on before where I felt like, well, she cheated on me because I just wasn't a good enough man. I'm like,
well, wait. I think it depends on there are factors where I can understand that would have me understand why somebody might feel like it's a personal indictment. Back to the interracial thing. Where, like, if the person that cheated on you is cheating on you with somebody of another race, you might take that as a personal indictment.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Have
you been in that situation before?
No, but I'm.
So how do you know that you wouldn't?
Because I'm prepared for it.
Hmm.
You know, but I think that if I took that personally because they dated outside their race on me, if they cheated with a man outside of
multiple people, okay, multiple men.
Okay, well that would even make it even less about me. Like they just weren't. If everybody that you cheated with was of a of the opposite race, that's where you wanted to be. Why should I take that personal? I wasn't where she needed to be. She's cheating where she needs to be or where she wants to be. You know what I'm saying? That don't have nothing to do with me. I've been here, you know, like you can't, but if I took that personally, I would have to take, her dating within her race personally too, some kind of way. If I'm going to allow my thinking to take it there, because one thing I can't do is be white. Not something I want to do either, but it's absolutely nothing I can control. So I ain't worried about that. Now, it would be different. It would be different if, let's say, I was a midget. And everybody you dated with, everybody you cheated with was, well, hold on, let's take it like this. Let's say I was a midget or a dwarf, and I was dating or married to a midget or a dwarf. And she cheats with everybody who ain't a midget or a dwarf.
That's the same thing as somebody, as a black couple, and one of the people in the couple cheating with somebody outside their race. What's the difference between those two things? You're cheating with somebody who's not like us, not like me.
I understand, but at the same time, like I said, I can't stop being black. I wouldn't be able to stop.
You can't stop being a midget either.
That's right. I can't stop being a midget either, but I can have the head. I can have the head of a regular person. You know what I'm saying? Maybe my arms and legs and torso. You know what I mean? A little challenging. But my head. I got the same head. So my head shot is right. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but no. All I'm saying is, I would be upset about the cheating. It wouldn't matter that much to me, the race or the person that you're cheating with. Unless, okay. See, the hardest part about that is when you still want to be with a person, you're going to take it more personally because everything seems like an indictment. You know, and some people might even make it more personally, make it more personal in order to hurt your feelings, like, well, because this one can cook and you can't cook, or this one got a fat ass and you ain't got a fat ass, or this one, you know, or on the man's side, this one has money and you broke and you know what I'm saying, or whatever, this one has this and you don't have that, blah, 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 blah. If they make it personal, that's one thing. But if they are a habitual cheater, it's not about me. They was going to cheat regardless of who they were with. Now, who they cheated with, that's their own choice. But they were going to make that choice either way. So, although I get how people or why people come to the conclusion that that they should take it personally, but I just don't. For me, I wouldn't go that route. But I don't think that people cheat because, well, let me put it this way. I don't accept that people cheat because they're not getting what they need at home. I've never accepted that. And because I've cheated, I know that's a lie. It don't have nothing to do with that shit. Nothing.
But that's for you, though. It's
like that for everybody. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's like that for everybody. Because the person who claims that they cheated because they weren't getting what they needed at home cheated again when they got with the person that they cheated because they didn't get what they were getting at home. They cheated again. They did. So what's your excuse now? Oh, I'm not getting what I need at home again. No, what you need is another you.
So if somebody's not getting love and attention, I'm sorry, love and affection at home,
mm-hmm.
and their significant other, man or woman, doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. They're cold. They've gone cold, and the person cheats with someone who's been showing them love and affection. You're saying that they didn't cheat because of something they weren't getting at home.
No, because from my experience with people who say that, there were other things going on at home that they contributed to that they didn't want to own up to. Yeah, it can't be somebody else's fault, especially when I've known people who were treated like shit in relationships and they just would not cheat. Like that was not enough.
I can raise my hand to that one. People cheat because they want to cheat. Whether it's because, okay, you could have been missing affection and love at home, But in the end, there's always a choice. That's what I teach my children. I've always taught my children, you always have a choice. So just because you're not getting love and affection doesn't mean you have to cheat. But you wanted to and you did. So in the end, that's why you did it. But I wanted to pick your brain a little bit and see what you thought about that.
Yeah. You know, no. I mean, it's a situation that I'm close to. And I've seen it plenty of times. And I've heard the excuses. Well, and I've heard people try to get you on board. Like, yeah, if I was getting what I needed at home, I wouldn't have to do this. Right, O? I'm like, the most important part is that you was getting what you needed away from home, right?
Now, like, you were getting what you wanted.
Listen.
You were getting what you wanted away from home.
I thought that's what I said. Because that's definitely what I was
needed.
Trying to say. The most important thing is that you were getting what you needed away from home. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't make me co-sign whatever was going on in your home, because I don't really know that. I may have witnessed some things sometimes, but those are isolated incidents. I don't know what was said when I was not around. You know what I'm saying? Every marriage, every long relationship has different components that I'm not with information that I'm not privy to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that's just that. So I don't get into all of that shit. What I will say is this. You're going to make decisions one way or another. If you decide to hang in there in a miserable situation, that's a decision that you're going to have to own up to. And if you decide to step out of that situation and make another way for yourself, that's a decision you have to own up to. That may be the better decision for you. It may be. But live that. Represent that. Own that. Because you're going to be questioned on it again, even if the person questioning it is you. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't answer your own questions and feel comfortable about it, like if you are uncomfortable in an empty room with yourself, you know you ain't do the right thing. People know when they've done somebody right and when they've done somebody shitty. They know. It's just that some people can live with doing people dirty. And that's just that. It may not be something that jives well with you, but for somebody else, they might be all right with it. They good.
Mm-hmm.
They good. They good. They good. So, yeah, you know, when to take something personal, when not to take something personal. I would say when it comes to cheating, if you got cheated on, you shouldn't take it personally. That's what I would say. Is that a rule that others should follow? I can't say that. For me, I'm not going to take it personally because in my own personal situation, I'm going to find a way to be able to cope. I'm going to find a way to be able to go on. Not everyone may be able to cope and go on as easily looking and as quickly looking as I have done. You know what I mean? You know, you may have your own struggles that you have to deal with on your own timeline. It be like that. Hold on. We have an interesting in chat. Barbara Hill Cisse says, I cheated for lack of affection, but in the end, I realized I didn't know what love looked like, understood love languages, or loved myself the way I should have. I didn't set out for it. Like, yay, I got the affection and friendship, but didn't really want the outside sex. It was the cost of the business. It was the cost of doing business. No man wants to be a friend, for real. At some point, I left, but it wasn't even about the lack of affection. He just added yet one more problem to it that I didn't want to overcome, and I realized I was playing myself outside. But see, that's kind of like what I'm talking about. What I'm reading there sounds like self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Other people might hold fast to, like, I cheated because I was being abused or I wasn't blah, 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 blah. Even if that's the case, you got to own that. because you're going to be yep. questioned on it at some point, even if the person, even if the only person questioning it is you, yourself. But mm-hmm. you have to be able to look that in the face and be okay with it. Can you live with the decisions that you have made? Maybe personally you can, maybe personally you can't. And those who can live with themselves personally, take accountability for themselves, and those who can't deal with themselves personally or accept themselves personally, blame everybody else. And everybody else can see that it's you. Everybody can see. And you'll come around one day and see it too. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on through. We got to get on the body here and do what we do. But I more than appreciate it. More than appreciate it. You know what I'm
no
saying?
Problem.
Please.
Thank
come
you
again.
For having me.
You're very welcome, and I want to thank you exponentially. I do. I appreciate that. All right, you take care.
Thank
have
you,
a good night. All right. Well, glory be. Well, that was just great. That was just that was a really great conversation. And just know that you can dial 319-527-6199, and you can be right on the air and express yourselves in just the same way that that caller did. And I would like to say bless her heart, without a doubt. Now, what we're going to do right now is we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special. Just because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the I-R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Esther Jean. Turning 36 years old today. Happy birthday to you, S. And Raul Gasson, turning 46 years old today. And Allison Johnson, happy birthday to you. And your lady, Almonte, turning 27 years old today. And Patience Simpson, turning 31 years old today. And also Demetria Rogers, turning 41 years old today. And also Chinaz B. Bradley, happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, my girl Tiffany Young, happy birthday to you. I would like to say happy birthday to each and every one of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 8th, 2021. Anywhere out there in the world. You rock out, rock. I want to do the damn thing. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. There are going to be times when you're going to take things personally that probably aren't all that personal. I mean, shit happens. You know, you are who you are. And there are some times where you have to exercise self-control. Actually, I don't think that there are any situations in life that don't warrant exercising self-control. But you may not be in control of yourself long enough to be able to do that. Work on it. Try it out. Because it feels a lot better to be glad that you didn't say something at a particular time than to have went ahead and said whatever you said and just let it all out and realize that you played yourself. Once again, you played yourself to the end. Played yourself without a doubt. Play yourself out. I want to thank y'all for coming through. I really appreciate it. Oh, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. We will be back tomorrow night. Yay. Until then. Y'all be safe. You know what I'm saying? We are nearing the end of the pandemic, but the pandemic still goes on. So please protect yourself. And I look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow night. Remember, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, share the show. And we want to get Blog Talk Radio on up out of here. Thanks for coming through, and thanks for showing that you care. Yeah.